it is a huge responsibility. It leads on from what I've been doing in my professional world anyway, not only covering the news and hosting my nightly foreign affairs show and interviewing world leaders, but I've spoken up at every opportunity I possibly can for the safety of my colleagues in the field, for the right for them to be able to report freely and without intimidation and without injury and without arrest. And at a time when so many colleagues are in jail, or worse, whether they are injured or killed or in some way shut down, it's very, very important to get the world community behind us to be able to say that this cannot continue with impunity.
Now, you've been to all corners of the globe to report in many war-torn countries. Have you been in situations where you felt your rights as a journalist were in jeopardy?
All the time. I mean, the first and foremost, when you feel your right is in jeopardy, is when your life is in jeopardy. Ever since I started covering wars, crises, investigations into corruption and abuse of power, this has been going on for me since 1990. And there has been an accumulation of danger and of this fear that all of us feel when we go into many of these places. And it has peaked, obviously, now with the very savagery that ISIS has wrought on so many journalists and ordinary civilians.
Do you think women journalists are more at risk than men?
Sometimes, yes, because women journalists face the added fear and the added threat and the added reality of sexual abuse as well. And that's just another part of why I'm pleased to have this role, because gender equity and parity and rights are also part of the platform of UNESCO in this regard.
Why do you think so many journalists continuously risk their lives to report about current events?
Because I think journalists do have at their heart that very mission to try to make the world a better place, shining a light on all sorts of corners of abuse, holding power accountable, and basically trying to stand up for the values that we all uphold and that we've all been taught to value: ethics, morality, freedom, tolerance, religious freedom, and gender equity. Journalists have been on the cutting edge of reform in many, many countries and have seen, you know, progress made because of their work. And I think that journalists are a vital part of civil society, and this job needs to be protected.